Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochon Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, and as a schus for Refuah Shleimo to Gittel Bas Etel, and Yosef Chaim ben Miriam. As we approach the Yomim HaNeroim, the days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, called the Yomim HaNeroim, I guess days of awe. You know, there certainly is a certain level of awe and trepidation that befalls all of us as we get closer and we recognize the imminence and seriousness of the occasion. And at times like this, I think it's especially important to get a chizuk in our connection, in our bitochen in Hashem, because we do need that element, number one, to give us a menuchas hanefesh at times of worry and concern, and number two, as a schus to help us, even though we may not be worthy of everything that we would like to receive or like to achieve. And we know that Bitochen has that power. Chazal say on the posuk, Rabbi machuivim l'rosh av abitech b'ashem chesed yusivivenu, greater the troubles that a rosh suffers, an evil person, v'habitech b'ashem, but one who puts his trust in Hashem, chesed yusivivenu will be surrounded by chesed, and Chazal darshan afilu rosh u'bitech b'ashem chesed yusivivenu, even a wicked person. But he puts his trust in Hashem. He's counting on Hashem. Chesed will surround him. It seems that the Bitochin has the power of enabling and granting us accomplishments and benefits and resolutions to problems that otherwise we did not in any way deserve. That's a very significant concept because, especially at this time of year, we begin to feel a little bit less deserving. We begin to focus a little bit on our shortcomings. We begin to worry a little bit about the days ahead and the significance of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And at this time especially, it's very important to keep in mind and to have the strength and the chizuk that's offered by this idea that Bitochen helps us under all circumstances. And the truth of the matter is, a deeper understanding, at least a tentative deeper understanding of the system, the way it works, might be helpful in calming us down and giving us a greater appreciation of the power that we have in our Bitochen. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world with Mishpot, created the world with Mishpot, Bereishis Bara Elokim. Mishpot is really the ultimate chesed, because you deserve it, you earn it. What you get, you earned. It's yours. Don't have to be embarrassed about receiving that which is not duly yours. You earned it. There's Mishpot. On the other hand, this Mishpot needs together with it a serious, strong component of Rachamim. Because Rachamim and Chesed, because otherwise we wouldn't be able, Miyachol Lamud B'Mishpot. We wouldn't be able to stand in judgment and to be successful in judgment, because there is, unfortunately, so much that works against us. So, Hashem created the world with that Mishpot, B'yoyim Asois, Hashem Elikim, Eretz HaShemayim, together, Hashutfis of Din and Rachamim, and of course, all of this is in consonance with Olam Chesed Yibone, created the world only to do Chesed, and this is the system we have. But there are times that with all this, Im Kol Zeh, with the Mishpot, and with the Rachamim, we still cannot earn, we cannot deserve the things that we want. And Hashem has put in place in His world, it seems from Chazal, different mechanisms to allow us to achieve beyond what we deserve, even with a combination of Mishpot and Rachamim. One such system is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where one Amora was taken deathly ill. The other one came to visit him, and Rashi explains he even ordered the tachrichim. It was all over. And then a few weeks later, he meets him in the shuk. He says to him, what happened? He says, I was there. They had me. I belonged. My time had come. That's what I deserved. But because I was mavir al midoisai, kol ha-mavir al midoisov, mavir en loyal kol pshov. One who overlooks, who's mavir on his midos, means he's easygoing, he's forgiving, he's patient with others. He's not very exacting in his treatment of his fellow man. Mavir en loyal kol pshov. Then all of my pshuim, all of my rebelliousness, the worst type of chet, is removed. They pass just like I remove my midos. Mavir, I overlook things people do to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mavir lo al kol pshov. All of his sins are removed, are taken away. Now this is something that is not really mishpat. It's not even rachamim. It's a special system of midah keneged midah. That if you act in a certain way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels compelled, kaviyochel, to respond in a midah keneged midah in a similar way. And I would dare say that that's the way it works with bitochen as well. When I put my trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he looks at that person. This person is trusting me. This person puts his trust in me. This person is counting on me. This person is relying on me. How can I let him down? How can I look the other way? How can I only stand on what he earned and what he deserved? But he's counting on me. And the counting evokes a response of, I just can't let you down. And that's really a power that we have in these days, that when we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you to help me with parnosa. I'm counting on you for a refuah. I'm counting on you for slicha, for forgiveness. I'm counting on you to help me do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, you may not have earned those things that you desire, and you may not even be capable of achieving them with the combination of your earnings and my extra measure of rachamim, of mercy. But you're counting on me. That generates a different situation. In that situation, you're looking to me, Einenu lechot luyos ad shetchoneinu. We say that on Rosh Hashanah by the Tkiya Shofar, that im kivonim im kavodim. Im kibonim rachameinu. If we deserve to be considered like your children, then Rachmonis will do it for us. V'im kavodim, we don't even deserve to be considered your children. We can't even earn. We don't even have the right to the rachamim in the mishpot. Einenu l'chot luyos ad shetchoneinu. Our eyes are riveted on you. We're counting on you. You can't look the other way. You have to look back favorably. You have to respond. And this is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world with means to, so to speak, override, or it almost sounds improper to say, bypass the system because you did something that's so deserving of this special treatment. The one who connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Bitochen. It seems from a lot of the Sforim that that's Meir Simcha and the Meshech Chochma, that that's the ultimate Dveikus Vashem. In this world, Dveikus Vashem means, in fact, he says, that's the source for the mitzvah of having Bitochen, because you have to connect to Hashem. That's the ultimate connection. I'm counting on you. My eyes are focused on you. I won't take my eyes off that focus. I know, I just know, I just feel, I just sense, I just, I'm sure you're not going to let me down. That feeling generates a response that can grant us beyond that which we've earned and even beyond that which we could get together with the Rachmonis that Hashem has upon us. If that's the case, it makes it so much more kedai in these days of Elul, in these days approaching the Yomim Noiroim, to work on this Midas HaBitochen, to focus and to refocus our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we have a problem, not to give up hope. when we have a problem, to talk to ourselves and to realize Hashem can do everything. Hashem is in control of everything. Hashem pays attention to the slightest details. And Hashem created the world only to do chesed. He's the ultimate Baal chesed and Baal rachamim. And I am relying on him. I'm counting on him. I refuse to give up. And eventually, by the end of this refusal to give up, I begin to feel these rikshei bitochon that, you know, it's going to happen. I just know it's going to happen. Just something tells me it's going to happen. I'm counting on him for it to happen. And that is a powerful schus. We say it in Ya'aleh v'Yavo. Chus v'choneinu v'rachim oleinu v'hishienu. Have mercy on us and save us. Ki eilecho einenu. Because our eyes are riveted on you. We're trusting you. We're counting on you. When you count on Hashem, Hashem cannot let you down. This is the way he created this system in order to allow us to achieve in this world far beyond, in his infinite chesed, far beyond that which we earned and deserve. B'derech mishpot. And the peace in the davening of Ya'aleh v'Yavo finishes. Einenu chotluyos ad shetchoneinu. Kikel melech chanun v'rachumota. Chus v'choneinu v'rachumota v'sheinu ke'elecho einenu. Kikel melech chanun v'rachumota. Because the chanina, the matnas chinom, giving free chesed, and the mercy of Hashem leads to this conclusion that if you're counting on me, if you're refusing to give up hope in me, if your eyes are focused completely on me, I can't let you down. How can I let you down? And Memela, that generates a type of alternative schus that can allow us to achieve the brochus that we want in life and allows us such a measure of peace of mind, of tranquility, of menuchas hanefesh, knowing that we can rely completely and totally on Hashem. And he, in fact, will take care of us. So as we approach the Yomim Noroim, and we begin saying in Elul twice a day, the Kapitel Chof Zayin, the Dovid Hashem, Oiri V'Yishimi Mi'ira, which really refers to David HaMelech's Bitochim, and at the end ends with Kaveil Hashem Chazak V'Ameitz Libecho. The Kaveil Hashem talks about hoping to Hashem and strengthening that hope. And even if that hope seems to be disappointed, we're mechazik it again in Kaveil Hashem, and we don't let up and we don't let down, and we realize that this hope is never in vain. And to the degree that we can put that hope, that kivui in Hashem, that hope, and to the degree that we develop a sense of reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to that degree that we are zeiche to the resolution of our problems and to an enormous measure of menuchas hanefesh, of peace of mind and tranquility, which is so direly needed in this world of ours, and especially at the time when the stakes are so high.